Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Am I even here? Hello?
I don't know. Are you even here?
This is weird.
What's happening?
I'm not on the camera. Are you on the camera?
Yeah, we've all been
Why
on.
Why am I not on?
Did you not? Oh, there you are. Hold on. Connecting to audio. All right. This is fantastic. Nothing's easy. Let's keep that in mind, everyone. Things are hard. Nothing's easy.
If it were easy, everybody would do it.
Bryn, is that you with the mixing board now in the photo with you?
That's correct, sir. Yeah.
Vinny, turn off your mic on the thing.
Oh, I'll turn it off. I can mute people.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Good morning, everyone. It's hump day on just one of the weeks of 2020. Like all the weeks, there's a lot of suckage.
You're not having the time of your life? What?
I'm not having the time of my life, Vinny. Are you having the time of yours?
No, I feel really worn out from all of this. There's no question that...
There's an exhaustion factor.
The pandemic and being trapped in the house alone was a lot. And yep. And I want us to do better.
Yes.
And be
agreed.
I was thinking about this. I'm sure that's what Hollywood's after, and I'm just the right turkey to go for it, I guess.
What do you mean?
Just that when we talk about civil rights and we talk about the relationship between Black America and White America, because it does seem like there's two different Americas here, right?
Mm-hmm.
In movies, I can tell you the loudest, most blubbery tears I've ever dropped have to do with racial inequalities, and somehow when people rise above that and do good by each other,
right.
I swear I lose it like a baby. And I really do have a soft spot for that, because I do hate it that we're not, that
equal.
There's a divide, and that there is, and I'm always shocked when I see people who are like, I'll give you an example. I love the NFL. I love football. And then they're racist, and their favorite team has Black players on it, and they root for a Black player, but they can't like that person, or they love music that's made by a Black person, but they can't. It's just the weirdest thing to be holding this prejudice, but still, I like that, but I can't like you. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
It does. It's like you who, I mean, I honestly feel like the question is, who isn't moved by some of the stories that Hollywood tells, right?
Sure.
And is it called Green Book? Is that the name of the movie?
Yes, it is.
I effing loved that movie. With the white hot passion of a thousand
suns.
That's
what I'm talking about, right?
So, and then I hear after the fact that, people, that was pandering. It was this. I was like, whatever it was, I found it moving. And I really feel like, is there anyone who watches that I just don't understand how one person can be so moved by it and another person would be like, well, that's stupid and I still hate that. Like, it's heartbreak because, here's a person, a human being portraying a human being going through struggles that are created by other human beings.
Right.
I don't know how anyone isn't moved by that. And I don't really, you know, and that's, here's another thing, right? So, you know, everyone yelled at me about, not everyone, but, you know, you'd hear, that was Hollywood pandering to the racial divide and, you know, you're just a sucker who liked it because, you know.
Right, that's my point.
which I hate. I hate that.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's a story that got told. So yesterday, everybody and all their friends posted a black square. So, and we had heard early on the show, and I didn't hashtag anything. I'm really not a hashtagger. You know, I try with the company initiatives and stuff, you know, okay, I'll hashtag that. I don't know. I'm just not really a hashtagger. So I didn't make any comment. I'm like, what do I need to add to this? You know, I just want to show that
I'm standing.
You mean
the black square, right?
Yeah, the black square. I no hashtags, no comment, nothing. You know, I do feel like, and we've said it a million times as we sit here blabbing, the thing to do right now is to listen.
Right.
So, you know, as I'm reading through, there were a couple comments on my black square about, you know, you're just diluting the message and it's making it harder. I go, I didn't hashtag this. This is the only way you're seeing this is on my feed. That's it. You know, I'm not trying to undermine anybody's movement. I'm not, you know, this isn't me, this, you know, this isn't Green Book pandering to the masses.
I think that what you're pointing to is something, and I'm sure you have the stories, whether or not you're going to do them, but there are plenty of celebrities out there who've tried to make posts, show support.
Right.
In solidarity, I guess,
yes,
is the way. And then the you know, the people on the internet tell them you're not doing it right. And it,
right.
Look, okay, you want to have your ears open, but are you possibly taking someone who's really trying to show you support and just being mean to them because you can on the internet for, like,
yes,
point out the one, like, you didn't do it right.
Well, okay,
all right,
well,
but they're trying to.
I'm trying support. To do it right. Well, I even wrote back to them and said, listen, I didn't hashtag it. The only place you're seeing this is on my feed. So, I mean, I guess what they're saying is now if they're scrolling through, all they're seeing is black. I'm like, well, I actually think that makes it easier because nobody's posting anything except for a black square or a place where there's a protest or a reading list or, you know, a place
right.
where you can make donations. I'm like, just scroll until you see something that isn't a black square. I didn't write that, but I
or
just
take
felt
the
like
day off.
Jesus,
I mean,
I know, take the goddamn day,
know,
off.
Instagram,
what do we need social media for?
Instagram has become life, and it's not.
It isn't.
It doesn't need to be. So I look. I had the same. Someone wrote in on my page and said, "You're doing it wrong. You're supposed to take the whole day off." And I truly did go in my head for a second. I went, "I didn't hear about the blackout until Monday night."
Yeah.
It was Monday evening when I saw the first
story about
it. I was doing reading for the next day's show when I saw it, and I was upstairs in my little side room, and the TV's on, and I got the computer, and I'm looking at this, and I see that, and I go, oh, the music business is doing this thing. Let me look at it. And it did say that their point was in part to take the day off and reflect. And I thought about what that would take for me to get a hold of you guys, cancel tomorrow's show. What goes on in our
with no just, mention of why?
It doesn't.
By the
have,
way,
it, there's no possibility that we could have pulled that off. So
well,
I just
not
went,
only that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was
Sorry.
Just gonna say, and so I wanted to do the post in solidarity. Does it change anything? No, but I want to make sure that I'm there in the small way that I can be and showing my support for the black community. Is it enough? I can't change everything today.
Right.
I wish I could.
And is anything ever enough?
Probably not. But
you
I
know,
do.
And not just so, about this. It's everything. Every good little thing you try to do in your life will come back to bite you some way. I'm
right.
with you. I'm trying to be an ally. That's the best that I can do. I think that, you know, in a lot of ways, I need to shut the F up and just listen.
Right.
And I felt like taking the day off was not our move. This isn't, you know, like... This is our platform. This is where you can text us. Go yell at us. Go ahead. We will actually read it. We may not make it to the air, but we will see it. This is a place where, and people said, oh, but you're playing music. I'm like, but because we're gathering for our next. I mean, what do you want us to play? You know, the 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence that Spotify is doing for George Floyd. Like, it's, you know, we're doing our best over here. And I don't even mean to be on the back foot and be defensive this morning. I'm not even trying to do that. I feel like this is my job. And this, you know, yes, it's a show. The show must be paused, whatever the thing is. I just didn't feel like we fell into that category. Even as I read it on yesterday morning, as we're going through and getting everything together, and it didn't even occur to me to take the day off, because I feel like this is a public platform. As much as it's our dumb little show, you can yell at us, or you can praise us, or you can laugh at us, or you can stomp on us, whatever you want to do. 800-400-3697. Please feel free. Honestly, I want to listen. That's what I want.
Well, so the feeling I have is I do want to properly represent my family and my feelings and the yes. Black community as best I can, and our company and ourselves and our there's a lot of people who depend on this show, and I'm not necessarily saying the listeners. I'm talking about salespeople and, you know, our company and our families, and that's why I got upset yesterday when I was talking about the person that wrote me and said, "You're not doing enough." And I was like, "Did you even listen? We talked about it for 2 hours and finally had to mix it up a little bit because right. it's too much. It's too one-sided." And that when that person said, "No, I'm just starting the show," I was like, "Please understand, this is our life. We're trying our hardest. We want to do right. So right. please."
And we're doing 4 hours a day. Like, okay, so you didn't hear us talking about it at 7 a.m. You know, please don't yell at us because you didn't hear it when you tuned in an hour and a half later.
Right.
Like, that's not.
There's a whole
or
show.
Or go ahead. You know what? Go ahead and yell at us. It's fine. Whatever makes you feel better. That's what we're here for. I actually honestly believe that on some level. Like, my idea of what this job is maybe really different than what a listener's idea of what they think my job is. Like, they probably don't even think about what I think my job is. Like, I feel like we're a place you can go and hang out with friends. I really do feel that. Like, we're not trying to tell you how things are. We struggle through the same things as everybody else does. We're not a news program, really. You know, yes, we usually hit a few of the big headlines and then do some fun news. We're like the antithesis of what, you know, a news station might be doing. But when real things happen, it really affects us too. Mm-hmm. We're trying to at least give you what our take is on something. You know, I mean, God knows we've been doing it for the last 12 weeks on the coronavirus, and boy, 2020, just a joy, just a daily, a daily effing joy yeah. fest. So far, so
well,
good, 2020.
Look, I didn't mean to get us off on the wrong
foot. No,
but
look,
it's hard. We're doing the best we can to balance it all. I'm truly reading as much as I can. We've got Michael Franti coming on today, which should be a really fun, not fun, but a good listen.
Yep.
I think he's a great voice for the Bay Area, and I look forward to hearing him. So that
yeah,
should be fun.
And if you've been following him on Instagram, I didn't do a lot on Instagram yesterday. After I posted the Black Square, I just decided I'm gonna.
Well, I think that was the point,
today.
Right?
Yes, right. Right. Take the day off. But in the last couple of days, I've seen a lot of posts from him where it's just him holding a camera in front of his face talking, and he has some good things to say. So 7 o'clock, be listening and. I know we will be.
Right.
So there's that.
Yes. How did Riley's birthday go?
Oh, thank you for asking. It was very low key. We actually had bought some, we bought a six pack and got and frosted some mugs. And
oh,
then we
nice.
didn't have any.
Why?
Just, because we were so full by the time we finished our red beans and rice and our birthday cake, which was so good. Thank you, Whole Foods. We did not bake a cake. I did write 21 on it with, you know, lettering that sort of... Then it sat out for a minute and the food coloring just melted all over. It was just an effing mess. So by the time you have a piece of cake, like the last thing I want to dump on top of a piece of cake is a beer. So I said, oh, well, we have the frosted mugs. And he's like, you know, it's not like it's a new thing. So.
Oh, so he wasn't interested either, huh?
No, I think that if he'd gone out with friends, I'm sure that he would have loved to have had a drink somewhere. But, you know, at this point, we're done with dinner and it's 4:55 p.m. because we eat early at my house and, you know, it just wasn't, nobody was motivated for it. I don't drink during the week. And maybe, you know what, I'll bet you he and his dad later had a drink. But I think the whole point of the 21-year birthday is that you want to go out someplace where formerly you couldn't have a drink. And I'm sorry, but sorry, parents who are sticklers for this. My kids are allowed to drink at our home. They're 19 and now 20. They just are. I feel like they're safe. We're here. They're not driving anywhere. I'm not the parent that throws the party and provides the drinks for other kids. But at my house, if I'm having a glass of wine at dinner and my 19-year-old says, hey, can I have a little wine? Yes, you can. Just write to me. 800-400-3697.
Wow.
Go ahead.
So liberal. Look at
you. It's not about being liberal. It's about being, you know, like, okay, here's a person who's not going anywhere tonight, is a good kid. You know, if he'd been in and out of rehab, like Danielle Brigoli, the bad behavy chick, 17 years old, she's in rehab.
Oh, is that true?
Yes. Well, I mean, hers is, I think, for pills, you know.
Wow.
And she said traumas from her childhood and pills. So, you know, if they'd been to rehab a couple times, no. If I thought that there were warning signs that this was becoming a, you know, real problem, we had locks on our cabinet doors that had the liquor in them, then no. But, you know, if you want to have a glass of wine with dinner, or if it's Friday night and we're all watching a movie together and dad and I are having drinks and you're like, oh, do you think I? Yes, you can.
Wow.
Feel free to write to me. Not when they were 14.
My parents did the same thing, Sarah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You turned out great, Nicole.
Well, I think it helps just like, you know, what you're saying. My parents knew we were safe and that was the rule. It was only at our house or my aunt's house. But me and my sisters didn't think like, oh, we had to go hide it or go, like, I never had a fake ID or anything. I was just like, oh, right. This is drinking. It's kind of gross.
And I, yeah, you know, one of the things that I liked about sort of being involved in their first drinks, which maybe I wasn't, who knows if they got drunk at 13. I really, you know, kids have their own lives and parents kid themselves into thinking they
know
what's going on.
Your kids seem to be pretty good, Sarah.
My kids are pretty good, Bryn, so maybe they don't have secret lives. They totally do. They've never talked to me about anything romantic, and I know that that has happened to them by the time they're 19 and 21. But I felt like... there is a learning curve with alcohol. There's no effing question about that. And you know where I want that learning curve to happen? At my house.
In a safe place.
In a safe place where if someone needs to hold someone's hair back because someone raided the liquor. Like, I'm just, you know, if my kid's having a problem in his room over some kind of substance, I want him to feel like my parents aren't going to sit and lecture me over this while I'm in distress.
Exactly.
They're going to be there and help me. Okay. Now I'm sure that the
lines light up.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
The parents hate it.
I'm sure there's nobody. Nobody cares. They're your kids. I don't.
Yeah,
you're actually tripping. They're your kids, dude. You do what you want. I don't think people are going to write you.
How old is your son? 20?
My son, Bryn? Yeah, he's 20. Mm-hmm.
So, but did you,
and
were you...
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I mean, he doesn't care to drink, really.
Oh,
And I'm sure, I mean, my parents didn't let me drink or didn't drink with me. And I was the complete opposite. At 13, I was out there fighting alcohol. You know, I'm sure Vinny can speak to that too, right?
Absolutely. You know what I've tripped out on is I've been talking, and not, I don't know how we go down these rabbit holes. Well, actually, this is the show, right?
But yes. I know
my
how.
Buddy and I were talking. You guys know Billy, and we were talking about kids right now because he's got older kids, so he's sort of experiencing the things, the temptations, the stuff that probably your kids have just sort of gone through, Sarah. But he was like, there is so much new drugs that we know nothing about at our age out there, and kids are using them. So like the joke that these kids are so good now and nobody's getting into trouble anymore isn't the case. They're in fact finding new and improved synthetic types of stuff. And even pot is like
pot
10
is
times
crazy.
Stronger than it was when we were young. And it was interesting to hear him sort of, because me and Billy were pukes. We were the two guys who would drink ourselves to the point of staring at a wall anytime there was a party.
Right.
We'd be the two dudes who'd still going 2 a.m. staring at a wall, but, you know, making it happen. Pathetic. You know what I mean?
We are making this happen for us. We are cool.
So stupid. But anyway, I guess that there's a lot more out there and a lot more temptation out there for young people today. And I don't even know if booze makes the list of the top things they're up to.
Well, the thing about booze is it's readily accessible. If you can't get your hands on anything else, you can get your hands on booze somewhere. And I think if there's any gateway drug on earth ever, it's booze.
For sure.
Everything sounds like a good idea after a couple of drinks. It right. is, you know, they can say what they want about any other drug. It's booze. Booze is the one. I know this from personal experience and horrible, horrible nights.
Right.
Okay, you guys, listen.
This
early
segment quick.
Yes, we did. So big show today. Michael Fronte joining us in just like about an hour. So we'll talk to him then and see where his head's at. And right now we're gonna play a song. KLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.